This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate will return in session despite an effort from the minority leader to adjourn until after the election. Republicans shot down Chuck Schumer's request to stop work until November 9th. That would have pushed Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation until after the presidential contest. Expected on the Senate floor today, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell reintroducing a skinny stimulus package.
$500 billion of good that Congress can do right now through programs that Democrats do not even say they oppose.
Democrats have already voted down a similar package earlier this year, and for the sixth consecutive year, Chicago has topped the list of the rattiest cities in the United States, according to Orkin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The Republican-led Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday postponed plans to vote on subpoenas to compel the CEOs of Twitter and Facebook to testify on allegations of anti-conservative bias after some panel Republicans expressed reservation about the maneuver. Republicans on the committee say they do still want to hear testimony from both Dorsey and Zuckerberg. President Trump spending his Monday in the battleground state of Arizona. The president won Arizona in 2016, but is currently trailing former Vice President Joe Biden in the state by about 3 percentage points. As far as if President Trump will hold on to Arizona and carry it again in 2020, these voters telling Fox News.
I just like what's happened with the country in the last 4 years. I think that he's gotten a bum rap in the press.
I think that our president now is not doing his best job at taking one responsibility for the things that he says.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The Trump campaign has long rejected national polls showing former Vice President Joe Biden ahead of the president by double digits. But now the Biden campaign is agreeing. During a grassroots summit, Biden campaign manager Jen O'Malley-Dillon saying, "Please take the fact we are not ahead by double digits. These are inflated national public polling numbers." Biden surrogate, Democratic Senator from Delaware, Chris Coons, agrees.
We shouldn't take anything for granted in these last few weeks, and it is still possible for President Trump to win re-election.
Coons speaking there on CNN. The beautiful drink for beautiful people will be no more.
Coca-Cola has announced it'll discontinue its original diet soda, Tab, by the end of 2020. Many food and beverage companies are cutting back on products during the pandemic to make operations more efficient. However, Coke says its beverage overhaul was underway before COVID. The pandemic just prompted the company to fast track. Tab was first introduced back in 1963 and paved the way for Diet Coke and Coke Zero Sugar. Tab's popularity screeched to an almost halt when Diet Coke came on the scene in 1982, but the company kept the brand alive for devotees, or those that won't fix what ain't broke. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
The Rays and Dodgers open the World Series tonight. First pitch in Arlington, Texas, set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you didn't think it was going to be easy, do you? I mean, hey, look at this bureaucracy has been around for a long time, and they've got their tentacles deep into the system. And if anything is systemic, it is, what is happening in America today. And there is no doubt. I mean, this was a trajectory that we could predict for decades that we were heading in this direction. But we find ourselves at a crossroads. And if things are going to be any different, ladies and gentlemen, it comes down to those very three introductory and powerful words of our U.S. Constitution. We the people. Fred Lucas joins us now. Great to have Fred with us. We're going to talk about his brand new book, Abuse of Power, Inside the 3-Year Campaign to Impeach Donald Trump. Fred, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Well, this comes, your book, at a time in contrast where you have the Comey rule, which is being aired by Showtime, based on a memoir by James Comey. And, of course, if it's a memoir by James Comey, it puts the FBI director in a heroic light, which is how he sees himself, right?
Yeah, very much. And the effective readers of Abuse of Power will come away, I think, with a very different light, I mean, of Comey. It kind of gets... not just about the kind of clash you saw between Comey and President Trump, but also going back, he is very much the embodiment of a swamp creature. He's been around Washington for a very long time. He did manage to make some enemies on both sides, but he always managed to sort of jump in the middle of some highly politically charged situations, even going back to the Bush administration.
Exactly.
He was the deputy attorney general who appointed a special counsel in the Ballard plane matter. He had clashes with then White House counsel Alberto Gonzalez and so forth. So, there were just a number of cases with James Comey. He's very much a swamp creature, and that just kind of carried forward throughout the Hillary investigation, in which he gave this sort of tortured logic, as you remember from 2016, that
exactly.
She did something wrong, but nobody would prosecute her for it, so he's not recommending anything, and so forth and so on, and became this leaker to the New York Times with Trump, and eventually lost his job and sought out to martyr himself, which apparently Showtime is helping him do.
Well, it is. He's an amazing swamp creature, as you say. I see him as quite the chameleon, and the fact that he was able to survive, in the Beltway, where people, I guess, of lesser swampness, you know, would have succumbed. But somehow he's managed to be elevated and live on. I think he's pretty much expended all nine of his lives at this point. Maybe this is his opus here, what he's trying to push out, some, you know, closing narrative of how he wants people to consider him. But that's what he's been. He's kind of been a study in contrast, has he not? I mean, in contradictions?
Yes, he has. And, in that instance, he is sort of the ultimate swamp creature, he's a survivor. He knows how to, if you look at an abuse of power defense, which abuse of power, I should say, it's based on a lot of interviews with, White House staff, with, people on Capitol Hill, so it gives a behind the scenes look, but, it gives us very much Eve. Wanted to, at one point, ingratiate himself very much with Trump early on and, laid up as the, you're not under investigation, so forth and so on. It was only after, he told me, thought that there was something to be gained by ingratiating himself with people on Capitol Hill, he thought he was safe with Trump, that, this eventually led to Trump's, firing him at the recommendation of Rod Rosenstein, I should point out,
which is interesting, right?
Right.
Yeah, another swamp creature. I mean, that's the thing. They eat their own, don't they?
Yes, right. They do. And their survivor, Comey, has been up to a point, was a very good survivor. That's laid out in Abuse of Power pretty well, up to the point in which he got fired by Trump, but it's important, I think, to look at what happened before Trump fired him. The left wanted his head on a pike.
Yes.
They were demanding he resign. They claimed that they claimed that there was a deal when Trump kept him on as FBI director, that there must have been a deal to keep him in there so Trump could win. So on when he came out with sort of the 11th hour, October surprise on reopening the Hillary Clinton investigation.
Mm-hmm. Fred, were you able to discern what his point in all that was? I mean, that, you know, here he is. He kind of interjects himself into the election process, builds this case for why she should be indicted, and then comes up with some sort of, you know, summary concept that no reasonable prosecutor would pursue the case. I mean, which, you know, I talked to some immediate prosecutors right away, and I said, would you not touch the case? Are you in agreement with what Comey? And they started laughing. They thought it was a joke.
Yeah. I talked to a number of people who said the same thing, and after that occurred, and this was something I believe he, for whatever reason, he thought that that the matter, he has said at least, that he thought the matter would be buried, if he didn't say something about it, if he left it to the U.S. attorney, which is the proper procedure for the FBI to do. They're supposed to gather the information provided to the prosecutors. That actually did box him in when he gave that July 5th press conference in 2016. Boxed him in to the point where he had to notify Congress in October that there was a that they had reopened the email investigation. Quite personally, I don't think that hurt Hillary Clinton any more than the Access Hollywood video harmed President Trump. I think the impression of the public was kind of baked in on both candidates. The October surprises of 2016, I don't think made a big difference. But, certainly, Comey managed to sort of, after he was fired, he went from being this pariah among Democrats to being this hero, good government warrior.
Yeah, but what did it say first in July and then in October about Loretta Lynch? I mean, she like took one giant step backwards and just to let Comey, you know, take the lead on this whole deal. What does that say about Barack Obama's attorney general?
Well, it does say that. Comey, Loretta Lynch, and Biden, they were all part of this. meeting, that you might remember, in which they were going after Michael Flynn. So
right on January the 5th. No.
Right. So I mean, there's a lot going on there, but I mean, some people said when Comey gave his testimony, some Democrats felt like he threw Loretta Lynch under the bus.
Exactly. We got to go to break. We've got more from Fred Lucas right after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
If we're going to get this country back on track, we've got to set political ideology and even opinions aside for the matter and pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And this is what we appreciate with Fred Lucas, the award-winning journalist and veteran White House correspondent, because he's getting down to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but in his brand-new book, Abuse of Power, Inside the Three-Year Campaign to Impeach Donald Trump. Fred, people have used the term coup d'etat, however way you want to call it. I mean, that this was an extreme case to invalidate 63 million votes for Donald Trump and the American people saying this is who we want as president of the United States. And what the Democrats, what the resistance, the swamp dwellers have done is to impede everything at every turn that Donald Trump tried to do on behalf of the American people. I mean, it was amazing that he was able to rebuild the economy and accomplish what he was able to accomplish in about 3.5 years with all these swamp dwellers doing everything they could to put a stick in his spokes as he tried to, you know, roll America back down the hill and get us back on track, right?
Yes, and one of the chapters in Abuse of Power is actually titled Resistance Before Day One. And that's because there were actually plans being laid out basically the Wednesday after election in 2016 of how they were going to push for impeachment of Trump once he was inaugurated. Before inauguration even, there was there were plans in motion to try to push an impeachment forward. Liz Warren actually pushed forward some legislation. She got several Senate co-sponsors demanding that Trump divest entirely all of his businesses, or it would be a high crime and or misdemeanor, which is a shorthand for impeachment, of course. On Inauguration Day, there were several group of liberal nonprofits that set up an impeachment petition online. And of course, you eventually had sort of shadowy nonprofits, Tom Steyer, others that were pushing forward impeachment, raising money off of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they do. Well, this call by Liz Warren, what's the constitutionality of that call for the president to divest? I mean, does that have any constitutional muster to it that he would do that? Maybe in one hand, he probably would have been better off if he'd have divested. Then that way he would have not lost about, 50% of the value of his organizations, right?
That's possible, too, yes. But, I don't think it would be a constitutional law. I thought it was pretty comparable, actually, to the Tenure of Office Act, in which the first presidential impeachment, Andrew Johnson, Congress created a law for the purpose of setting up an impeachment trap for Andrew Johnson. Johnson, in that case, walked right into the impeachment trap. That's essentially what this Liz Warren bill was. I mean, they thought Trump would violate it, so they thought, and they could. Then we'll get him that type of deal.
Mm-hmm. At the heart of this, Fred, in all your research and everything you've done, is the conclusion that the deep state, the bureaucracy of the Beltway is such as that, you know, unless you have a decoder ring and you know the secret handshake and you've gone to the right cocktail parties, you're an outsider, and outsiders are not welcome. And this is something that they're doing and have exercised in order to teach anybody else that would think that they could be so arrogant as to run for president of the United States and come in and move their cheese. You're going to have hell to pay. And, they've got quite a contest with Donald Trump because he's not one to, buckle up in the fetal position, be sucking his thumbs and crying mommy, but he's a fighter and punches back. And this is one of the things that's underestimated, I think, by the swamp dwellers. And it's also misperceived by the voter electorate. You know, they look at Trump as being, ornery and combative. But look what's come at him. I mean, when you've got 95% of media reports purposely negative, you've got an attempted coup, as you said, even before he had his first day of office. I mean, they were, spying on his offices. I mean, he used the incorrect term and they laughed at him and said, oh, what an idiot, you know, because he talked about being wiretapped. Well, the new technology doesn't say wiretap, but the new technology in effect, whether you call it wiretapping or spying, I mean, it all comes down to spying, right?
Right. Yeah, and we certainly did find out that was the case with Carter Page, and kind of brings us back to the Comey issue we were talking about a little bit earlier. But yes, I mean, as a point, abuse of power, it points out, the book points out more, I think, than anything else, that the Democratic Party and also the Washington establishment was just consumed, basically eaten by this narrative that Trump was not fit. It was not fair to them and their class of people that he become president. They couldn't accept the results of an election, and they just almost lost their minds, basically, on some level. From that point on, they just set out to do what by any means necessary, almost to remove him from office. They went through several rationales. Of course, I mentioned Liz Warren. Basically, the emoluments was one rationale. That collapsed. They tried Russia. That seemed like their strongest card and probably the spookiest one that you could say. I mean, framing him to be some sort of Manchurian candidate. That, of course, collapsed. The last-ditch effort, they glommed onto this Ukraine phone call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fred, you imagine all the money that they spent. I mean, we just know just in the impeachment alone, it was about, you know, upwards of $30 million plus. But even if you consider in-kind promotion by the mainstream media and everything, I mean, this has been an incredible campaign to oust this president. And the question is, does the everyday American, the forgotten man and woman that Donald Trump brought back into focus, are they, you know, discerning this? Is there a clear picture in their mind that we talk about the deep state and everything, but the fact of the matter is what you just said earlier is this is the Democratic Party, and we're going to really seriously consider putting the Democrats back into a leadership position. I mean, you think about what they cost us just in the impeachment process, all these crazy adventures like Don Quixote chasing windmills, the people's money that they spent and wasted, not to mention time that they should have invested in advancing our economy, being part of the solution, even in dealing with COVID. Where were they during COVID? They were in the middle of an impeachment. They weren't there helping out and saying, hey, look, we see this as a war against America and we need to come together. No, they were so focused on getting rid of the president that they ignored the most important job that they have as defenders of our country.
Oh yeah, actually, there is a point in the book, Abuse of Power, in which it talks about during the Senate trial, there were only a couple of senators on each side that sought to have a look at the COVID crisis, and the White House administration was going to give them a briefing on this. Only about 14 senators showed up. Other Democrats said that we're not going to go to this COVID briefing because we think that the administration is just trying to distract us from this important impeachment trial, which is bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Well, Fred, you also take a look into the Biden family's international conflict of interest,
right,
which you say are worthy of federal investigation. Of course, that's coming out loud and clear with three laptops and all kinds of emails flying around.
Right.
We got about 30 seconds. I'm going to let you summarize it and let people know how they can get their hands on your book.
Oh, yeah. Please check it out. Abuse of Power Inside the 3-Year Campaign to Impeach Donald Trump. It's available wherever you buy books, Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
There is Fred Lucas, award-winning journalist and veteran White House correspondent right here. Again, the book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Abuse of Power, Inside the 3-Year Campaign to Impeach Donald Trump. Fred Lucas, thank you for the time. Appreciate you coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Are you concerned the media and candidates don't provide valid information so you can vote wisely and preserve your religious, political, and economic freedoms? iVoterGuide.com is not connected to any candidate. We provide vote ratings, donation records, endorsements, issue surveys, and predictions on how candidates will govern on a 7-point scale from very liberal to very conservative. Go to iVoterGuide.com to get factual information. That's iVoterGuide.com.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate will return in session despite an effort from the minority leader to adjourn until after the election. Republicans shot down Chuck Schumer's request to stop work until November 9th. That would have pushed Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation until after the presidential contest. Expected on the Senate floor today, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell reintroducing a skinny stimulus package.
$500 billion of good that Congress can do right now through programs that Democrats do not even say they oppose.
Democrats have already voted down a similar package earlier this year, and for the sixth consecutive year, Chicago has topped the list of the rattiest cities in the United States, according to Orkin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. My good friend, Dr. Alveda King, joins us, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. We've got a new book, Why Trump, to talk about, and also about, we're going to lay this out and understand that, here are two people of faith who love God, love Jesus, and we find it always a challenge when you have to call things as they are. We hope to do this with grace and mercy, because if somebody was pointing things out about our character and our life, we would want them to do the same thing. Right, Dr. King?
Absolutely. And this is a time for mercy. Mercy overrides judgment, and overrides judgment sometimes. So this is a time to be thoughtful, prayerful, and, I just left the poll, Bill. I literally just walked out.
Okay.
And I will say I voted for President Donald John Trump. That's the only one I'm going to reveal that I voted for. But
okay.
That's it.
Well, good. Good choice.
So this is a sensitive time.
Well, it is, and also relevant to what you had to say about Joe Biden, and that's why I wanted to couch it with some sensitivity, because it's very difficult. I mean, here's somebody who has served the country for 47 years, and the media wants to present him as a very kind and genteel person. But when you look back at his interactions with people, how media mean-spirited he is, the things he said to people. I mean, recently he was informed that Gallup did some research and discovered that 56% of America said they were better off today than they were 4 years ago. Well, that's a bigger number than Barack Obama before he got reelected, George W. Bush, even Ronald Reagan, who was reelected in a landslide. And Joe Biden's response was, well, then maybe they should vote for him and not vote for me. Right. And, you know, I mean, he lays it out there. And I think some of the things that people give him a pass on and say that, oh, it's a gaffe, it's just Uncle Joe and that. I mean, he's not very nice.
Well, I'll put it this way. People say, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden because he has a nice smile. And I said, well, he has a nice smile, but he believes in violating the civil rights of babies in the womb.
Right.
He has a nice smile, but he believes in violating the dignity of an 8-year-old child who can't decide whether it wants to be a boy or a girl. And he will go ahead and approve surgery on the child before the child has time to grow up and reconsider anything. Mm-hmm. So a nice smile is not a reason to vote for a person. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't make sense. I don't hate Joe Biden or anything like that. However, all of his platforms, he actually, in 1994 with the crime bill,
yes,
locked up a lot of African Americans, just disrupted families and everything, and called our men predators and all of that. Mm-hmm. So this is not a personality contest. Mm-hmm. In contrast, President Trump actually has a nice smile, too, and he's a nice man. He really is. However, he also delivers to all of the communities of America. He says we don't worship government. We worship God. He says we all bleed the same. He said to the leaders of the historically black colleges and universities, I want you to have dignity. You don't have to come to Washington begging for scraps every year. Let me fix this for you. There are just so many things, and even women. The people tried to say President Trump didn't hate women and all of that. One of the first things he did was the science, women in science,
mm-hmm,
and escalated the opportunities in business and science for women and all of that. So the little babies in the womb, he protects them. Bill, you need to say stop because I can go on for 30 minutes. So,
well, people need to hear this because these are the facts and what we're talking about. When people say you have a nice smile, that's outward. That's personality. What people need to make a choice on is character. And that's what you're pointing to, is the character of Donald Trump versus Joe Biden. I mean, Joe Biden has been part of the old guard, the old racist guard of the Democratic Party that he cannot run away from. All he can hope for is get cover by the mainstream media, which they consistently do in protecting him. And even on this recent expose of, Hunter Biden's laptops, Alveda, how do you ignore what Joe Biden did? We know is obvious. We saw him on TV. We saw him, on video talking about what he did in the Ukraine and how a quid pro quo was executed there. Donald Trump makes a phone call and they all but impeach him. But, Joe Biden, another program and, another pass altogether. And now we're finding out what Hunter was involved with in China, what the entire Biden family is involved in. And here we are weeks away, and the FBI, we find out the FBI has been sitting on this laptop since December of last year.
Right, right. And they know it. And, the other thing, I have 6 living children, and, tragically, I had 2 abortions, yes, and a miscarriage because of damage from that. So I'm really the mother of 9 children. So what Joe also did was try to deflect to one of his other child and to take the attention off of Hunter and just make that go away. And so you just have to see he's willing to use anything in any way in order to paint this picture. And we're not even talking about Kamala, who locked up so many black men it wasn't funny, as a prosecutor. And in our community, you hear some of the men say, well, if you go before Kamala, just you already know it's over. She's locking you up.
Right.
So it's just that pair together, and they're both attractive on the surface, outside, pretty smiles and all that. But we need to look at policy. And, President Trump and his beautiful, gracious wife, they have done a great job for this first term, and I'm just praying for 4 more years. I don't endorse candidates anymore. I pray for candidates,
yes,
and I'm praying for them. And that's why I wrote that book, Why Trump?
Mm-hmm.
And it's whytrumpbook.com. You can find that and get an autograph copy there, whytrumpbook.com, just so that people could really see the President Trump that cares about, first, God, his family, and America.
Well, you've been around Donald Trump quite a bit during these, you know, his first tenure as president of the United States, and you've gotten to know him really well. And I've asked you this question time and again, and it's important for you to be able to express to our audience that doesn't have the privilege to be in Donald Trump's presence to actually see the real Donald Trump, not the Trump that the mainstream media would want us to believe. And I got to imagine for you at times it just really rankles you to hear the way they talk about the president when you know it's a flat-out lie.
Well, when Al Sharpton was out pushing this thing, oh, President Trump is racist, he hates black people, he can't stand to be around black people, they make him nervous, he doesn't want to touch him. And so I've been in roundtable meetings with the president, and he's sitting there among us, listening, talking, laughing, shaking hands, patting you on the shoulder, And all of that. I just think is outrageous. And that's why he says we all believe the same. And you've heard me say we're not colorblind. That's
right.
Another one of my books with Janet Jer Howard. And we see color. I was on the Zoom with Dr. Richard Land last night, and I said, Dr. Land, your suit looks like it's blue. It's nice. Your tie looks like it's red and white. Beautiful. I can't see your skin. What color are you? I'm colorblind. How much sense does that make? It doesn't even make sense. It means you don't see me. If I don't see your ethnicity, your pain, and your triumphs and your victories, then I don't see you and I don't get to know you. We are human beings, one race.
Exactly. Well, and that's what we celebrate, and this is why I always appreciate having you on, because you bring it back to full circle in what it's all about. But no doubt this election is pivotal. I mean, this is really a choice. I liken this to the Battle of the Bells at Mount Carmel, Dr. King. You can appreciate this.
Yes.
Is that all the Democrats are bringing their gods to the forefront here, and Donald Trump is bringing our God to this bail off, and we'll find out whose fire gets lit on November the 3rd. And I believe you're going to hear the voice from heaven saying, can you hear me now?
I believe it, and we have repented, God. We're sorry. We're going to do our best to follow you. Please, Lord, help us. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen. Dr. Alveda King is with us. We're going to talk next, get a little bit more into her brand new book that's just coming out called Why Trump. Stay with us. It's just about 18 before the top.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on
on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do. It's how we roll. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. She says facts cannot be denied. Joe Biden is an old racist, plain and simple. This is comes from the evangelist and director of civil rights for the Unborn for Priests for Life, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. Alveda King is with us. Alveda, I know that you were involved in the return event that took place a couple of weeks back. There were two events that coincided. We had the return and also a march for prayer and repentance with Franklin Graham. And I just got this notice, from the team. Anything that has to do with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, if you've been around them, it's always about the team, right? And Franklin is asking us to join him for a day of prayer and fasting on Sunday, not Saturday, but on Sunday, October the 25th. And this is important that we continue in this vein and what was done on the prayer walk with Franklin and also with Jonathan Kahn and all your efforts that were involved in the return. And I thought it was interesting because I look at numbers because I know that numbers are important to God. And, you know, even when the return fell, it fell on an important Jewish calendar day that represented the return, which was in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And that 10 days of awe in there is the 10 days of repentance and returning. And here it is, as Jonathan told me, Alveda, that this was 5 years in the making. Little did they know and understand that 5 years forth, it was going to be on that day. But for the hand of God, it was exactly on that day. Okay. Now we fast forward to this Sunday, and it's going to be on the 25th of October. Interesting. Do you know what 25 represents?
Isn't that amazing?
Do you know what represents in God's forgiveness?
Seven, right? 5 + 2 is 7, and that's the completion too.
So exactly.
Forgiveness, 25 is forgiveness, and 7 is completion. And then right after that, you get new beginnings. And so all of that is just amazing to me.
Isn't it? Wow. And so there it is. So join us for that day of prayer and fasting with Franklin Graham on Sunday, October the 25th, because, you know, the call is there. If this country, if we're going to get a moment, a reprise, so to speak, I called it a Nineveh moment, like what they experienced in Nineveh when the prophet went to Nineveh. And it was really important the way that broke down, because when the prophet brought the message from God that Nineveh was about to be judged, it was the leadership that first responded. And I thought, as I told Jonathan, I thought, which was quite interesting to me, that at 11, I think it was about 11:33, Donald Trump sent over a message from the White House endorsing what the return was doing. I thought that was significant, that God is listening for our prayers, and we got to understand that we are in this battle, and we're here. We're experiencing the shaking, and we need to return to God and repent, ask for his forgiveness. As he says, he will hear from heaven and heal our land. But we have to be serious about this, right?
Absolutely. We have to be serious. And because we are, I believe God is actually hearing us. And it's just beautiful to behold. I did not see both of those events as two different events. They were all, I said, God, look at, watch you with the return.
Yes.
And with the prayer walk, the march that Franklin had, and I was able to participate in both of them, it just expanded the territory.
Exactly.
And it took more territory, and it was so amazing. So I never saw them as two events. I saw them all a part of what God was doing, and it was amazing and marvelous to me. So,
and like you said, when it came together and we started seeing the crowd, how it expanded, I mean, there were hundreds of thousands of people there. And when Jonathan put out the call for repentance, I mean, you saw people praying, I mean, earnestly seeking God with all humility, which was amazing. Exactly. Well, let's talk about your book, Why Trump. Why did you have to write this book?
It was so important for me to write the book because I knew that people continued to say that he just wasn't right. He didn't do this. He hadn't done anything. And that's just not President Trump that I had come to know, and many of us in all of the communities of America. And so just across the board, President Trump made promises, but he kept the promises.
Right.
And then he went beyond the promises. And for his next 4 years, he has this platinum plan, which benefits the African-American community. However, he's also bringing all the trade back to America, as he said. The wall, of course, was needed. And so that's everything that he said he was going to do. Mm-hmm. He has just been doing that. And I had several pictures of times that I was at the White House with the president, with the first lady, out on the road with the president. And people said, why don't you ever show us this, and why don't you talk about it? So I asked God, I said, God, can I do a book? Mm-hmm. And it was going to be at, you know, the @ Real Donald Trump.
Right.
And so, but people kept saying, why do you support him? And that's where we got the name, Why Trump.
Why Trump. Right, exactly. Well, and as you say, the evidence is clear. I mean, you know, just that statement that I brought up earlier, that Gallup had taken this poll, and 56% of the people said they're better off today than they were 4 years ago. I mean, they're answering this question in the midst of COVID-19 and what COVID-19 did to our country. But because of what Donald Trump did to prepare us in terms of strengthening our economy, putting people back to work, we were able to deal with this pandemic. The challenge that we have is that we need to realize that we're in a war, and we need to have, you know, instead of these antithetical forces, Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the Democrats that are so eager for power that they forget that, you know, a lot of good power is going to do for them if this country is totally decimated by this warring agent that has come upon our country that is of no fault to Donald Trump. And the way he's been the way he's been described to handle, and I say misdescribed, you talk about Russian disinformation. We've got domestic misinformation, disinformation that has been perpetrated upon this president for what he's done to combat this this pandemic. And Joe Biden talks as if he has the answers. Well, if he has the answers, where have you been for the last year when we've been fighting this?
47 years.
Yes.
47 years of nothing. If you had the answer, you should have brought them forth if you really cared about the people. And it was so remarkable to me as we continue to just see all the things that are happening. I've been to other nations and other countries. And in some countries, when things come through like war or natural disasters or pandemics or sicknesses, and those, you, when you shut down and people are totally fearful and tearful, they don't recover. So I was among those for Black History Month. We were in Washington, D.C. with the president, with the first lady, and President Trump in a roundtable meeting explained to us what had happened, why he had to shut China down, that we may have to have a slowdown for a couple of weeks, which it ended up being more than that. He explained all of that before the pandemic shutdown even hit. So for them to say that he did nothing, if he had not stopped all the transportation from China and Europe, it would have been a lot worse. And now,
even Dr. Fauci said as much.
Fauci said it, and the recovery rates, and I'm going to ask this, and please, people, don't think I'm making fun of Dr. Fauci, but those pictures when he holds his hands up in front of his face, I don't understand what that means. Is he shy or something? It's just the oddest thing that he does.
Yes.
So, but he did say that the president was perfectly right in how shutting down and what he did. So, and now the cures, and you're going to see some homeopathic cures as well, some natural cures that go with the medicinal cures. Some people tried to say that President Trump, that the IV that he got had the baby body parts in it. It did not. That was not even true.
Yes. So, I'm glad you cleared that up because some people.
It's not true.
Yes.
They may care, because, you know, adult stem cells and things like that are even more effective than the ones they tried to get from the babies, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so
exactly.
It's not true. It is not true.
Right. Well, you know, again, the misinformation, the disinformation by the mainstream media, Joe Biden, statements they make about the economy. Yes, go ahead.
Intentional. I was just asking the word intentional.
Yes.
Information. Go ahead, please.
Right. No, you're exactly right. And this is, I think in the process, what they're doing here, Alveda, is that everyday Americans are sharpening up their blade and understanding that they need to be more discerning, because what the mainstream media is doing, they're jumping the shark and they're just flat out lying. Joe Biden is flat out lying. I mean, you know, the Democrats only know about increasing taxes, making us energy and, you know, energy dependent. You know, and if you think that they're not going to stack the court, well, then you're delusional. I mean, they are pitching a fit over this whole thing with Amy Coney Barrett, a quality candidate. And I believe she's going to make an outstanding justice and an outstanding contribution to the Supreme Court and to our country. But the Democrats are upset, and you better believe, wink, wink, that they are going to stack the court. And you better believe they're going to get rid of the filibuster, because they want America to be just like California. A one-party state.
They do. They do, and it's not going to happen. God is merciful. We are praying. It's, you know, but we have to repent and not try to do this on our own without God. And,
amen.
You know, some people are now calling the White House a house of prayer or a place of prayer. Isn't that beautiful?
Wow. Wow. That's great. Well, you know, this is what Donald Trump has done. You know, as I said, in much the same way that the leaders in Nineveh, they heard the voice of God. They repented. Donald Trump has been an example to that end. He's been a defender of the faith, because he knows that the future of America rests in the hands of the divine. And this is what this is all about. So this Sunday, you can join us for a day of prayer and fasting with Franklin Graham and Dr. Alveda King and the rest of us. We're going to be before a God, humbling ourselves, you know, and crying out to God, asking for forgiveness. That's the 25th. The 25th day stands for forgiveness, and that's what we need. We need God's forgiveness, and we need an ignition for a revival that's never been seen before. It needs to be a revival for the ages, is my prayer, Dr. King.
Amen. I agree.
Dr. Alveda King, thank you. Take care.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Brian.